Another of those conversations was with a grandmother in her late 60s who hasn't seen her granddaughter for almost a year. She recently took an overdose of prescription medication because she couldn't take the loneliness anymore. That overdose and the consequent hospital admission is what alerted me to the way she was feeling. She hadn't contacted me herself. "I'm such a nuisance," she kept saying to me on the phone, despite my reassurances that she was no such thing. "I'm so sorry to be a bother." Before the pandemic, about a third of my consultations were about mental health. Now, it's between half and two-thirds. And the list of patients I check in with weekly or fortnightly about their mood is lengthening. People are unable, for now, to share those aspects of our humanity that help us and come most naturally. Touch, speech, sharing space. I hope the vaccine programme will prove an effective antidote to the sense of hopelessness that, over the past few months, has been spreading and deepening among many of my patients. On the 9th of November, it was announced that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was effective in preventing coronavirus infection. Approval for use in the UK came through 3 weeks later. We knew, too, that the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine was on the verge of being approved, and on the 3rd of December were informed that the vaccination of all NHS Lothian staff would begin shortly. After 9 months of feeling intensely exposed every time we assessed COVID-19 patients, the relief was extraordinary. Our practice WhatsApp group was taken over by celebratory memes and emojis. As Pfizer was the first vaccine to be approved, it would be the one that the staff would receive. The first shipment of vials came through to Lothian a day or two later. A phone number was set up for staff to book appointments. Over the next few days, we all spent long hours trying to get through. I failed at every attempt, and it was one of my colleagues who finally succeeded. When the call connected, she shouted across the corridor, "Come quick! This kind lady says she'll take 3 more names." We both signed up, along with our practice nurse that day and practice manager. Our appointments would be within a couple of days. The rest of my colleagues carried on with their attempts to get through, though some gave up, deciding to wait until a more effective system was put in place.